Pittsburgh's college hockey team, the Robert Morris Colonials, take to the 84 Lumber Arena ice at the RMU Island Sports Center on Neville Island this season as defending Atlantic Hockey Conference champions. Season, group, and individual game tickets are on sale now. New ticket prices for the 2015-16 season are in effect and offer many great opportunities for Colonial fans to come out and support their favorite team. Season tickets start at just $120 for 15 games. Individual tickets start at just $10 if you buy in advance and $12 day of game. There are also special discounts for kids, seniors, and military, plus lots of promotional giveaways. For more information or to buy, visit rmutickets.com or call the RMU Ticket Office at 412-397-4949.
Sports Talk on Trib Live Radio.
Hell yeah!
Now, here's Ken Laird.
Your voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
Trib Total Media. See what's next.
It's our weekly check-in time with John Banaszak, Robert Morris football coach, and three-time Steelers Super Bowl champion. Big city game under the lights this past weekend in Moon Township, John, and a wet one, huh? Wet and wild as always.
Yeah, it was wet and wild. It was a really, really good college football game. I mean, it was two football teams that have a lot of respect for each other and went out and played a solid game. It was very low scoring, defensive oriented football game, which is it's right now the way that we want to play games.
You guys took the lead on Rams' five-yard touchdown run there in the first half, had the lead at the halftime, but points were tough to come by, weren't they? That was the last time you guys found the end zone.
Yeah, that's one of the things that is still problematic for us. We're still very young in what we want to do offensively, and we ran the ball well. We threw the ball fairly well early, came back in the second half and had a real nice, pass that would have gotten us down in inside the 30 yard line. We had a holding call that brought that back. And instead of first and 10 at the 30, we're first and 20 at midfield. We didn't recover from that on that drive. And, you know, we only had one other decent drive that ended up in loss of downs. So, I thought that, that's all we needed was one more big drive to get this thing, to get it closer and give us an opportunity to win in the fourth quarter. But we weren't able to pull that off.
Good rushing numbers, production-wise, right? Cole Blake, your sophomore, had 120 yards on 22 carries. Ram had the touchdown there.
We ran the ball well, and we did get some good things. We protected a quarterback well in the first half, and in the second half, we ended up giving up five sacks, and that's a little bit frustrating for us. As to why that occurred, it's one of the things that we have to fix heading into the final four games of the year.
With Matt Barr coming back off injury, do you think he was 100% ready to go? How did he play?
Yeah, I thought he was 100% or close to it. Played well. He obviously was rusty, it showed up on a couple of his throws and a couple of his decisions out there on the field. You know, he's he missed three ball games, and when you come back, and I'm sure that Roethlisberger is going to see that this week, is that you can't imitate the speed of the game during practice, and that's one of the things that's going to take a game or two for him to be adjusted to.
And does that factor in with the sacks that were taken as well? Were there a few that were on him, or was that a total team? Said, protection.
No, there were. There were a couple that he should have stepped up inside that pocket and delivered a ball on. And there were a few, obviously, a couple that were, you know, missed blocks and things that we didn't pick up. And then the execution by the Duquesne defense was, you know, the other reason for the five sacks.
Your defense looked like it played pretty well. They did get you on the third and goal late in the game. That was Duquesne's last touchdown there. What was the play? And that made it 16-7 in the fourth quarter there. That almost put it out of reach.
Yeah, right, Ken. They had, you know, the play before, they threw a 40-yard fade route that we didn't, that we had an assignment there on coverages. And that put the ball on the 5-yard line. They ran two plays that were that we played very well. And then on third down, they went empty backfield, and you know, one of our secondary kids missed an assignment on zero coverage, and the kid was wide open in the end zone. And you know, Dylan Buechel doesn't miss that throw. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you guys, looking at the final Duquesne numbers, Buechel was only 16 of 33 for 167. Their talented receiver, Chris King, held to two catches. I mean, I imagine you're pretty pleased with some of the total numbers you held them to.
Well, that is true. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, defensively, we did give up some big plays that that accounted for most of their play or most of their points. And, you know, we've got to be able to eliminate those big plays and continue to work hard on every down in every situation. And there's no question that the defense is the strong phase of our football team, and it's going to continue that way as our offense grows and gets better every week.
John Banaszek, our guest, Robert Morris football coach, back on the road this week in Northeast Conference play, John, in Central Connecticut State. You guys do have three conference games remaining, so still a lot of season left.
Yeah, we're you know, Central Connecticut's a very, very good football team. They've already knocked off the top two teams going into the preseason, beating Bryant and Sacred Heart. Duquesne beat them earlier in conference play. You know, it's a team, again, the Northeast Conference is a conference that I truly believe it on any given Saturday, you can definitely win in the conference. And I think that Central Connecticut is a team that has proved that again this year.
Yeah, taking a look at the standings, three teams that are 2-1 at the top of the conference, and you guys are just one game back, really. I mean, it is wide open, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, last year the conference winner was Sacred Heart and Wagner tied for the conference championship, and both of them had two losses. So it's, you know, it would take a great effort for us to get back into it this weekend going up to Connecticut. I think we're going to be better offensively this week. I believe in that. I believe that our defense can hold them to where we, you know, all we need is three or four scoring drives, and we can win this football game.
Well, any changes lineup-wise or health-wise, or you guys now got Matt Barr back pretty status quo?
Yeah, Matt Barr's back and healthy. Had a good day of practice yesterday. It looked sharper. You know, we were dealt with a big loss last week with our linebacker, junior linebacker Kamani Smith. His loss for the season with a blood clot that popped up into his lung. We have no idea how that happened. You know, that's something that happens to old people, not a 21-year-old that's in great physical condition. When that news hit our team, certainly had an effect on us defensively, and the kids tried to rally around him in support and prayers, but it was a tough thing for our football team to go through.
What's his prognosis? Well, he'll be out for the year then, I imagine, huh?
Yeah, he's out for the year. The medication that that they put him on, Coumadin, you know, you just can't do anything physically if you're on that medication. And you know, obviously the prognosis is that the clot will be dissolved and you know, he will be able to come back and play football again. But it's just a matter of taking care of it right now.
John, before we let you go, I would like to get a football question, and I wanted to ask you about D-line this week. The Steelers missed Stephon Tuitt in the game against Kansas City, and they got run on a little bit. What can the loss of one guy on a D-line mean? I mean, I know that the standard is the standard, the Mike Tomlin line, and you were part of a great rotation of D-linemen where guys filled in for one another, but one player can make that much of a difference, can't they?
Well, yeah, because all of a sudden now, you know, that becomes a weak spot and an attack point for the offense. And, you know, I didn't see the game, so I really can't comment on how many times they went at the replacement. Mm-hmm. But I do know that, you know, in watching some of the highlights, that defensively, not only that one position was a problem on Sunday, they didn't tackle very well. And I think that was probably the most important reason and the most important thing that's got to be fixed this week is, you know, their focus on being able to tackle better.
How would you have liked when you were a player to only be able to have pads on once a week? Would you have been happy about that? Or?
Yeah, well, you know, this is the 40th anniversary of my rookie year, and I can tell you I had pads on every single day, okay? And being the only substitute defensive lineman, a rookie defensive lineman, okay, I went against every one of the offensive linemen every single day. Live with pads on, you know, it's just a different, you know, the game obviously is so much different. The way it's coached, the way it's practiced and all that has changed so much, in the last 40 years. So, you know, when you look at the fundamentals of the game of football today, there's no question that fundamentally we were more sound as a football team in back in those days, because we did practice tackling, we did practice blocking every single day, and I think that that shows up on Sunday. And when you look at and see all the missed tackles in an NFL game, or the poor tackling, you know, technique. And, and when you only practice in pads one day a week, that's, I think it shows.
John, we appreciate the time every week. Have a good road trip. You guys were victorious at Wagner in your last one. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Okay, very good, Ken. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Coach. John Banaszak, Super Steeler, three-time Super Bowl champion. And happy 40th anniversary to John, as he said, 40 years ago, his rookie season with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Robert Morris and Central Connecticut State coming up at noon this Saturday in New Britain, Connecticut. They'll be back home to take on East Tennessee State next week. RMUtickets.com and RMUcolonials.com for all the info. Jag off of the week Wednesday coming up at the top of the hour. Guy Junker's in. Hashtag legend. Tim Benz is in. Hashtag ruin all your secrets of sitcoms and dramas on television by revealing characters that have died or got whacked. He may get a vote or two. That's next. It's Trib Live Radio.